Scholastic Audiobooks presents Iron Hand by Charlie Fletcher. Read by Jim Dale. Wounds are for the desperate, blows are for the strong. Balm and oil for weary hearts, all cut and bruised with wrong. I forgive thy treason, I redeem thy fall, for iron, cold iron, must be master of men all. Cold Iron, Rudyard Kipling. The story so far. On a school trip, George breaks a fragment from a carving of a dragon on the front of the Natural History Museum. This wakes an ancient force imprisoned in the stone, a rough block hidden deep in the city of London. As an immediate result, a vengeful carving of a pterodactyl peels off the side of the building and begins chasing him. Just when all seems lost, the gunner, a statue of a World War I soldier, steps off a war memorial and saves him. So begins George's ordeal, trapped in a layer of London, an un-London, in which the mutually hostile tribes of statues in the city, the human-based spits and the inhuman taints, walk and talk and live in an uneasy truce. A truce that George's action has thrown into jeopardy. The thing that makes his ordeal all the harder to endure is that no one else in London can see what is happening to him, except Edie Lamel. Edie's a glint. Glints are women or girls who have a gift that enables them to touch stone.